But even when you buy the doll and you comfort it, she still stays sad. The universe does not want this person to get this heart. Who is the recipient of this heart? And what have they done?
I want something sexy. That's L-I-Q-U-O-R. Don't get it twisted.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Kitty Liquor. That's L-I-Q-U-O-R. Don't get it twisted. I'm your host, Cat Wonders, and this is episode 126. 126 episodes, that's right. And we're still going strong. This is going up a little bit late, however, just because I had a couple things come up. And I was out of the city longer than expected. I mean, out of my town, in the city for longer than expected. But it's all good. Everything's great. And we're just posting this maybe a day or two later. But anyway, so it is March, springtime. Not really officially springtime. I think the 21st is the official day of March. But it's daylight savings on Sunday, and I'm not looking forward to that. How rude is daylight savings? Do you know that... is it Arizona? There's a state in the U.S. that does not, almost said celebrate daylight savings time, does not participate in daylight savings time. And I'm not sure if there are any other ones. But it's so funny because I do know a few people that get so affected by daylight savings that they actually have like jet lag symptoms. And I'm like, is that real? Because if I travel someplace, like if I'm flying to Mexico and it's like a 2-hour time difference, I don't even notice, right? But I'm also not on like a strict schedule when I'm on vacation. I'm kind of like, oh, we'll sleep in or whatever. So I think if you're really regimented and you're like up at 5 a.m. every morning and then you have to get up an hour earlier, yeah, maybe that would be annoying. But anyway, not a big deal. It's just, it's going to be dark again in the morning. And I've been enjoying the sun in the morning. But anyway, all good. You know, it happens every year. You might notice I've changed a couple things. Not very exciting, to say the least. Just a few things. But this poster is something I got from Temu. It's so they sell, like I was saying before, like a lot of vintage recreation posters. But they're not actually paper. They're like a softer canvas. So I ordered some poster frames from Amazon for cheap, like $14. That piece of art was like $4. So for like 18 bucks, I got a framed piece of art on the wall that looks cute. It actually says, every good day starts with gratitude. I'm not really like a mantra type person, but it's a positive little vibe and it's true, right? Every good day starts with gratitude. Every good day starts with a mimosa. No, I'm just joking. and then what else? Oh yeah, I moved that. This kitty art that was there, I moved there. I also got this little basket thingy from Temu. So I just grabbed something from my bathroom to fill the space a little. Wait, what am I doing? Yeah, there. And then I thought I would showcase one of my art pieces that I had custom done by an artist named Ink Stasi. Or Ink Stacy, but it's S-T-A-S-Y, I believe. She's on Instagram. She does custom stuff, and I ordered a bunch of them at once. I showed these before in my podcast, but she goes by Ink_Stasi. Yeah, Ink_Stasy. And she does custom stuff, very cute pinup style, but her own kind of like cartoony way. And she does custom stuff. And so I requested a few different things, but this is the spring version of me. I mean, if I had curves like that. anyway, so she did an Easter one, a ski bunny one, and then one for Valentine's Day where she drew a picture of me, like I sent her a photo of me in kind of like a really racy Valentine's bikini. And then she drew a little characterized version of me, but super talented. And I kind of thought, I'd love to do one for every season, or like one for every month, like calendar month, and then do a little calendar. But then again, it's not actually me. It's like an artist rendering of me. So it's not the same as like me actually doing, like posing for a calendar, which I have done before. It was very pinup style as well. I'm just obsessed with the pinup era. And yeah, so that's that. That's the only real difference and change. I have some art that I framed and I'm going to be putting up as well. I keep like thinking that I'm going to get things done in here sooner than they're actually getting done. So I'm like, pretty soon I'll give you a walkthrough tour of my space, and I will. It's just not happening anytime real soon. But that's okay, because I got shit going on and so does everybody else. And I'm just going to keep posting podcast episodes for as long as I live. Maybe. Check out my nail color. I saw this color. So my nail tech got a bunch of brand new colors in, and they're all from like the same line. So they are all sort of like cohesive, and together they look amazing. There's just so many different shades of blues and greens that I was like, ooh, and then like mango colors and really kind of corally peaches. And I'm like, oh, I saw so many colors that I was like, that one, no, that one, no, that one. And then I thought, I'm really going to just step out of the box and wear a color that I would never normally wear. Now, you might argue with me because the last color that I had was like an aqua blue. This is actually funnily enough called aqua, but it is more of like a neon seafoam green. And I've never seen this color. I mean, I've seen this color, but not on somebody's hands. And I plan to put some fake tan on because I have to do some filming over the weekend. Oh. But it will also really enhance this color with a bit more of a tan. So today, I'm going to show you a new glass that I bought. It is the figure of a woman. And it's like a champagne flute. So what are we going to do today? Just some Prosecco. I actually need to hit the grocery store in a bad way. I've been sort of like doing fridge dump meals, meaning making random stir fries and cooking rice. And that's been what I've been eating. Just because I'm like, I have such a variety and a little bit of everything that I don't want to throw away. And I'm just making stir fries and soups and things. So I need to go to the grocery store, which means I have like no juices, no nothings, not even Fresca. But I did have a bottle of champagne and it's been sitting out a little while. And I had a little bit last night with a friend. And so there's maybe two thirds of the bottle left. Whoa, drama. And this is my first pour in this very feminine glass. I wonder how many ounces this is. Does it matter? No. If you don't have one of these are extremely handy for capping off carbonated wine bottles. Just if you want to kind of drink a little bit and put it back in the fridge. Does it look different with liquid inside? Can you see more of the shape? Let's see if it tastes different drinking it out of a woman's torso. Nope, tastes the same. I just had two packages dropped off and I thought I would open them with you. One of them is from Temu and it's a mystery. It's a mystery as to what this is. Is it from Temu? I guess so. Ah! Okay, this is the second one of these that I've ordered. Okay, so we have this. It is a touch lamp that is perfect for, so when I get up to pee at 3 a.m, literally it's like witching hour, 3:30, between 3 and 4 a.m. I get up to pee. And when I go back to bed, I can't fall back asleep sometimes for like an hour or two.
So I started to realize that like the light that I'm using on my phone as a flashlight is might be doing something to my brain. So what I need to do is just get one of these mushroom touch lamps and just use that, because it doesn't shine directly in my face, but it angles down. And I could do the same with my phone, but I just want something in my bathroom that I could just tap and we're good to go. But I have one, and now I have one for my second bathroom. Oh my goodness, you guys. I went crazy with sunglasses in this order. We're gonna try them all on. 5 pair. Five pairs of sunglasses. This is gonna be fun. So I ordered a pair of sunglasses from Temu like a long, long time ago. And I get complimented on them all the time, and I get asked where they're from. And they're like a very kind of like flat cat eye sunglass. And they're from Temu. And I think they're probably knocking off some sort of other brand. But all I know is from that day forward, and their sunglasses are like between $3 and $5 each. Okay, pair number one. So let's number these from 1 to 5, and you let me know with your vote in the comments down below, which one is your favorite? And I am obsessed with kind of like retro sunglasses. These already look like I'm gonna love them. This is pair number one.
I love them. Oh my God,
they're so obnoxious. But that's what I love about them. So pair number one, and I like the gradient, and I'm gonna wear these in real life. I love them. I wonder if I got them in other colors. If I haven't, then maybe I'll buy some more. No, it also came with this little lens cleaner, buffer, whatever the hell they are. So pair number one. And I love that they fit my big Dutch head because of my big Dutch brain. Okay. Check. Yeah, I'll keep that. Let me just... Okay, so for those of you listening to this podcast, this segment will not be as exciting for you because you can't see what I'm doing. These are very similar but different. Pair number two. Oh, these feel good. So these would be a really good These would be great driving glasses because... Okay, I'm not sure. I love the shape. But they're light, but they still have... A lot of these are actually UV protection, by the way. They're not... let's see, this one. Excuse me. Okay, it says right here. Fashion glasses. Made in China. Fashion glasses not to be worn outside to protect the eyes against strong sunlight. Not designed or intended for use in play by children. So this probably is not UV protected. It feels really good on. I don't know, maybe do they look really good? I can't tell. I have to look in like regular light because right now I'm like being blasted from one side and I can't see properly. But these I would keep in my car to drive because I don't like certain glasses depending on the light, right? If it's super sunny, of course, a darker lens, but sometimes it's just too bright to not wear glasses, but not bright enough to wear something too dark. That's pair number two. This did not come with a lens cleaner. Again, not again, I forgot to mention the brand. Ensarjo. Exact same writings on the back, fashion glasses. Okay, so whoa. Same as the light color, similar to the first pair. This is pair number three. Oh, these are good. These are good. They're a bit less catty than the pair number one. But these I really, really like, and they look expensive. Are they? No, they're not. They're like $4. Ooh, You might have heard a piece of equipment just fire up. Hopefully that will set. Whoa. And this really does work to block the light, even though it might not be UV protectant, because when I take them off, I'm like, gah, blinded. So that's pair number three. Itchy. Okay, let's see what these ones are. Oh my God! I love them already. I think they're the same as pair number one, but just a different colorway. Snow removal. Okay, before I put these on, look at how gorgeous these are. I look like an asshole in these. Don't I look like I'm gonna bitch you out if you like park too close to my car? I'm obsessed and you might hate these, but I think they're interesting. I don't know, they kind of almost look like they're like folding forward, which they're not. Oh, maybe slightly. But aren't these freaking awesome? They're thick. They feel well made. And for like, maybe these are more close to $5. I don't know. This is, I'm talking in Canadian dollars, by the way. I mean, I just, what can I say? I'll compare it. So this is number four, but I believe these are identical to number one. They are just a different colorway. And this next box is the same as the last box, so I think I might have ordered the same exact pair in three colors at least. Let's see. Yes, I did. And why do they look so similar to the first one? I think the only difference between pair number one and pair number four is that these have a dark lens. That's the only difference, is that these are all black. Black on black on black. So this is number five, and this is number one. So as you can see, there is more of a translucency in the lens than the pure black pair. This is like, oopsies. This is like, oh, let me just get the hair out of my face. It's when you were on the plane and nobody will talk to you. I love them. Besides, I should say I love them. I love these ones. I don't know how much I love this pair, number two. But a good like driving sunglass. No, it's not bad. I think like kind of like a brown, kind of tan swimwear moment. Anyway, so I've got another five sunglasses to add to my collection. Oh, this one came with an unprotected. I'm gonna throw that away because I don't like it. It looks like that. Let me show you this little. Excuse me. Let me just have a little. You know, I really have to pee. This is like a representation of how I feel right now. Get it? This is, I highly, highly recommend. This is so cool. So, oh, see, it already comes charged. Maybe I'll keep it in my studio because it definitely goes with the 70s vibes I got in here. Okay, so here it is. It's already, oh, maybe you won't be able to, see it properly because of the, does it, if it looks like it's flashing, it's just because the frame rate of my camera. So isn't it adorable? Look, one, can you see the light coming on and off? Maybe not. I feel like when I'm touching it, it like stops it. So it's three light settings, bright white, like a really kind of soft yellow, and then a in between. So, and look at how adorable. It looks like a little wooden mushroom. and I really like it. I'm gonna keep you right here. And which color should you be on? A nice glowy yellow. The other package that I got is from Kulanikini's. And this is my favorite brand. I'll show you this too, because I'm curious as well. And it's more fun to me to share my unboxings. I have to keep the bag down here because my address is everywhere. Oh my goodness, I forgot. Okay. These colors. Okay. So because I've ordered from Kulanikini's a trillion times before, I know exactly the style that I love. They've just come out with some new patterns. And this is the Cheeky V bottom in a size large. Did I order a medium? No, this is large. These fit my body like a glove. Now this is a bit of a different material. This is actually ribbed. And I would assume that this is completely reversible, just minus the branding that's printed on there. But this is like a white bikini with a twist. So love this so far. I bought a matching scrunchie. And the top, ooh, this next. So this is like a bra top. Oh my God, it's beautiful. With like a blue scalloped top on it. Ooh, yep. Love, so I don't know what's really going on specifically with the Australian currency or what's happening with just this company, but I can only order up to like $500 worth of swimwear at once. If I order more, they can't ship it to me. So, and cause I want to order their entire new collection all at one time, but I can't, I have to order separate pieces because it doesn't allow you to order everything at once for whatever reason. So I'm going to open this adorable skirt. Check this out. So it's basically, you put it on, wait a minute. Oh yeah. And then there's a little button closure here. But as a little swimsuit cover, I'm in love with that. Okay, I swear to God, my hair is really pissing me off. Then I've got this colorway. Ooh la la. And they're doing some new things with their new collections, which I love. This is the same style of bottom. This is the Cheeky V. In this new pattern, and it's almost will look kind of like neon green on. Hopefully it looks good on my skin tone. Actually, it'll look good with these earrings. But I'm planning on being tanned as hell by the time summer comes around. I always am planning to be tanned as hell. Sometimes it doesn't happen. It might just be fake. And this top, which I own in a lot of different colors, and look at the detailing and the little shell, like the gold shells, and so good. Then I ordered the matching headband. This is one size. I'm not sure. That won't even fit around my thigh. No, I hate when they do this, but you know what? I could wrap it around my ponytail as well, wear it like a little scrunchie. But I have ordered their headbands before and they're typically bigger than this. This is not like, I don't know. I think I might be able to make it work if I just stretch the shit out of it. Then I've got this little mesh wrap in the same pattern. There's something about like cohesive swimsuit pieces. Oh, that feels kind of weird. And so this is the wrap. Just for like a little bit of extra, you know, coverage. I ordered this. So they make this wrap in a bunch of different sizes, but this is a large. But they don't make the headband in different sizes. But this could also be like a little babushka moment. I was going to say something, but I don't remember what. Can you hear? It's so loud. So yay, that's my parcels for today so far. And this I'm really excited about.
I have literally a fiber of hair. And you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to set my under eyes.
So if I look like I've been crying, I haven't. It's just sweat and grease. This, by the way, is the La Marca Prosecco. It's kind of my go-to. It's a very, very nice. Okay. So.
Sorry, so some of this audio will have not recorded through the microphone. It would have recorded through my camera. So if it sounds really bad, that's what's going on. Apologies for that. I'm glad I noticed at that point, but yeah. Oh man. I've been recording for 27 minutes and I think I only recorded like 9 minutes. How that happened, I don't know. But here we are. I didn't disappear completely, as far as I know. Okay. So I did write some things down to talk about because I've seen some things recently that were super disturbing. I have to share. The first thing that I saw was, it was a clip that I saw on either, I think it was Instagram or was it YouTube, but there was a helicopter delivering a donation heart. So somebody's heart was on ice being dropped off at a hospital. However, the helicopter crashed on the roof of the hospital. Both passengers were injured but alive. It wasn't a really major crash. It looks like it just teetered over. Anyway, so I mean, if you're going to crash anywhere in a helicopter, at least it's on top of a hospital. So anyway, it shows footage from another helicopter recording what's going on. There are doctors and I think like EMT workers on top of the hospital. They managed to retrieve the heart from the crashed helicopter. Everything's still intact. And it shows them passing the heart to one of the doctors in full scrubs or nurses. And the nurse or the doctor that's carrying the heart inside the hospital trips on a piece of metal and the heart flies out of his hands in front of him and it's all on camera. And I'm thinking to myself, this is, first of all, like, this situation is wild. Even the fact that there's like footage of these doctors in their scrubs like getting the heart out of the helicopter, and like that's the craziest thing. Like, then the doctor trips on a piece of metal or whatever the hell, and freaking the heart goes flying out of his hands. And it seems to be wrapped. Of course, it's not like just the heart. It's obviously in a couple like layers of insulation, but it's not in like a box or like a foam insulated box. It seems to be in a bag. So long story short, I don't know how this worked out, if the heart was still viable after all the trauma and bumping and jumping and did. But it's wild to watch. I'm sure if you type in Google, helicopter crash, heart donor, just even those words, you'll be able to watch the footage. It's covered on some sort of news channel and it's wild. But I'm thinking like the universe does not want this person to get this heart. Who is the recipient of this heart and what have they done? It's so wild. It's so crazy. And I'd be pissed too, because like what's really crazy about, and I know somebody personally who has received a heart transplant. It's insane to think about, you know, both sides, right? Not only is somebody needing a heart and receiving a heart, but somebody's lost a loved one, and has had to donate their heart. And there's like so many different facets to like that scenario, that throwing this into the mix, like, you know, could you imagine having like a loved one pass away and then you hear that the helicopter carrying that heart that was going to save somebody else crashes? Oh, but the heart survived. Okay. And then you're watching the footage later and you're watching your loved one's heart being like passed around and dropped and picked up. Like, oh no, like that's traumatic. I can't really say it without kind of a weird grin on my face. I have compassion for this kind of situation, but what a wild story. And then the recipient of the heart, if they get it and they're like, and it works and everything's fine and they're saved. I wonder, did anything else happen to the heart on the way to the patient? Because in these situations when, you know, like, I know this, you're on call. When you're next up to receive a heart, you are on call. You could get a call in the afternoon, 2 in the morning. So you have to be ready, because the next heart that they get, if it's the right match, they don't freeze it and like save it for the next person. It's warm, out of the body, out, and then they got to get it in you as fast as possible. So I just feel like, I don't know, there's so many things that go through my head when I see something like that, and it's really crazy. Then I saw this freaking clip. And this happened in the 80s. So from what I could grasp from watching this clip, and I didn't really see what was like, what the point was initially until I read the caption on the bottom, you know, like the more info part. I'll save kind of this story. I'll try to tell a story as interesting as possible. So the clip starts off with a horrific discovery in a container yard somewhere in the States, and they're interviewing all of these workers there. And you know, like a container yard, like a shipping container yard, and whether it's on a ship, I mean, of course, they're probably offloading containers from the ship to the container yard. And apparently one of these containers was so incredibly heavy that they were having trouble moving it from point A to point B. And there was no other suspicion about it. Like, I just wasn't sure if it was leaking or something was going on. But somehow, I don't know if the container broke open or if it fell. The people that were dealing with this container had to call like headquarters. And they were like, we don't know what's going on here. Everybody's vomiting. Like, everybody's puking. And like, nobody can deal with what they found in this container. And I'm watching like, what the hell? Apparently, the container had 17,000 dead babies in it. What the fuck? Excuse me? I'm like, this can't be real. 17,000 dead fetuses, babies in this container. And they showed the container, not full of dead babies, but the level of where the babies were loaded up to, how full the container was. So as I listen and do a bit more research, it turns out that when fetuses are aborted, whether at abortion clinics, hospitals, whatever, they were being sent to a specific location to be disposed of. Now, the way the construction workers were describing this is some of the fetuses were falling out in front of them, and kind of like this one guy was like, some of it fell like right in front of me, like an arm that was cut off, a leg that was cut off. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, wait. So I don't know if these bodies were just decomposing and falling apart, or were they dismembered? I was like, what the hell? And then he said that they were slaughtered. And so Okay, so this is a lot to process, I know, and sorry if you're triggered, but this is just the wildest story that's never been told. I've never heard this, and I've been researching insane stories for a long time. Like, for Halloween, I like to read creepy true stories or, like, real events that have happened that are, like, mind-bogglingly gross or weird or whatever. Never heard of this. So, I had a couple questions. So not a lot of questions were answered, and I could do more research about this, but I just saw this morning and I was like, this needs to be talked about. This is insane. According to what I read, about only like 5 to 7 of them were of a viable age, right? So they were quite small, most of them, I'm sure. But they were just throwing these bodies in a container, like probably parked out back. They would receive these bodies and put them in the container. And I was wondering, like, how long does it take to fill the container to the point where you need to send it off? How would a shipping container be able to contain that kind of like decomposition to where it wouldn't be smelling so bad that like people would be passing out? Is this location way out in the middle of nowhere? Is this location somewhere where there's winter? Where it's not probably in Arizona. I mean, this is so gut-wrenching, just the thought of even like, just the thought. Then where were they shipping the container to? Like the container was picked up to go on a ship to be shipped somewhere. Where? Who was going to pick it up? Also, I just kind of had this weird suspicion of like trafficking. So I have this like insane, and I really hope that this doesn't cause any problems, but allegedly, so I have to say this right. I heard, and I'm not sure if it's true, this is just what I heard, that sometimes when a girl goes in to receive an abortion, certain people, whether they're doctors or counselors or whatever, will advise them to carry their baby to full term and then abort it at full term. Now, like I said, this is all alleged. I don't know if this is true. But they offer to pay the mother, the mother of the baby, a certain amount of money, probably a very high amount, I heard something like $50,000, to carry the baby to term and then abort it. Apparently, allegedly, what they do is then take that baby and use it for parts. Because at that point, the organs can be harvested. And I mean, this is like some deep black market shit. Now, according to certain things that I heard, this practice, like full or late term abortions, were made legal in certain states. And see, the universe is telling me to shut my mouth. Anyway, was made legal by certain, you know, people that are in charge of making laws or passing laws. Was made legal in certain states for no apparent reason. And it just, maybe just do your own research about this topic. It sounds really, really weird and kind of like you don't want to think about it. This kind of stuff is going on everywhere all the time. Black market, deep state shit, I guess. Just like I said, it's all alleged. I don't know. I have no evidence. I just have heard these things. But this whole like baby in the container situation, I would be curious to know if the ones that were full term or were kind of hacked up. I don't know. Ew. It's just weird. And just the guys that were describing it were clearly so traumatized. Like these are like burly guys working in a container yard, like in tears talking about it. I don't know, just the vision, the smell, the shock, the everything. I just had to share the story. I'd get it off my chest because that is wildly crazy and I've never heard it. And apparently 1988 was a year, or 1980 around there. It was definitely old footage. So yeah, crazy. And then this is actually like a few weeks ago that I saved this video of, I'm going to try to send this to my editor so that we can watch it along. Cause I think we're totally fine to play something that's on social media. There's no copyrighted music or anything in it. But I just have to share this with you because this actually triggers me in a couple different ways. So there was a toy that was made back in the 60s. A doll that was named, let me pull it up here, named Little Miss No Name. Okay, so before I show this to you, when I say it triggers me, so I've talked about this before, probably, I don't know, however many hundreds of episodes ago. No, not hundreds, but I've discussed how my mom used to talk about, I think the first time I ever heard the story, the Little Match Girl. And the Little Match Girl, my mother could never, ever tell us the story of Little Match Girl without bawling her eyes out. She can't tell the story without crying. Now, because I have this memory and this trauma of my mom trying to tell the story, this really sad story of the Little Match Girl, I can't cry. I can't tell the story without crying either. And I think I probably cried when I told the story on the podcast. If you know which episode it was, I'd be really curious. I'd be curious to know if you could find out what episode this was. Anyway, so this doll, I believe, is a little bit of a little match girl of sorts. Let's watch it together. This is a real ad from the 60s. And it's just really sick that this was a real thing. And also, I can buy this thing on eBay for like $250. I almost want to. I kind of want to do like a cursed crazy toy review video, because there's quite a few of them. Let me just show this to you here. I'm gonna put it up on the screen here so you can watch it with me.
No one to talk with. She just sits and she stares. She needs someone to hold her. Someone who cares.
Little Miss No Name. She's the doll who needs more loving care than any doll you've ever had. Look, she has a tear on her cheek. Little Miss No Name is sad because she doesn't have a pretty dress. She doesn't have any shoes. She doesn't even have a name. You'll find Little Miss No Name standing in a snowstorm box at your toy store.
So want someone do what someone should do and take home Little Miss No Name. Won't someone, won't you?
Okay, so I feel like they altered the vocals, like, to sound a little bit lower. It almost sounds like it should have been a woman singing it or something, but they made the octave lower. So I don't know. Little Miss No Name. Wild. Like, you have this little raggedy doll. It's adorable, but it's sad. But even when you buy the doll and you comfort it, she still stays sad. You can't take off the tear and, like, change the contours of her face. So crazy. I recently watched a video of Naomi John. She's a German YouTuber, and I think she's hilarious. And the editing of her videos is great. And I kind of aspire to kind of like go in that direction eventually. But she did this review of cursed toys that are now, I don't know if she called them cursed toys, but toys that are now banned from being sold for certain reasons. One of them was insane. One of them is, it's basically, I think, a Cabbage Patch doll that chews food, but there's a motor inside that sucks the food in and it disappears and it comes out the back. Like, I don't think she poops it out. It just comes out into a little compartment in her back. But it was banned because there were multiple kids that were getting their hair stuck and fingers stuck in the doll and getting, like, seriously injured. So Naomi, on this video, she decides to put a length of her hair in the mouth and it starts sucking it in. And it's luckily it's a wig, because she literally couldn't stop the doll from chewing and it was sucking her hair in more and more. And she couldn't put, and she was like pulling it out. She's like, no, it's so crazy. I'm like, how does a toy like this get passed to sell? And I'm like, what was the process? Was there like a panel of people, or was it just a manufacturer that was like, I got an idea, Scotty. I think I'm going to make this doll. And he's like, you got it. Here's the funding. Do it. And we're going to put it right on the market. And nobody interjected. And it just got put out there. I don't know. It's very crazy. And then a couple of the other ones that she had were not as like severely dangerous. More so like for small parts and stuff like that. But God, I remember there was a Lala Loopsie doll. How even remember that? I don't know. But it was like, she wets her diaper, you feed her her bottle, and then she pees it out into a diaper, which has a dissolving section. And in there, it's a charm. So the Lala Loopsie doll poops a charm, but it's in her diaper that she's wearing. You give her water, she pees it out. It dissolves the paper that's covering the charm, and then you retrieve the charm from her diaper. Who thought that that was appropriate? I don't know, but that is crazy. And there's lots of like pooping toys and things like that. That's like, the poop thing is not a big deal, but pulling like toys out of the diaper is weird to me. That's weird. Anyway, so yeah, Little Miss No Name. I'm kind of like, because I know my mom has such like a connection to the Little Match Girl, I almost want to buy it, but it's almost like not something she would ever want. We just laugh about it. And it does maybe hold some value. It's kind of an investment, if you think about it. If it's worth so much at this point, what will it be worth in like 30 more years? I don't know. What else did I write down? Oh yeah. So I'm about to make a couple purchases and I want to know your thoughts, because I've been seeing, and I'm not sure if it's just me because I clicked on something which led to something else, like on Facebook or whatever. Have you heard of grounding pads or grounding mats or grounding sheets? Basically, as humans, we're sort of meant to be on earth level, like walking on. There are flies, and I feel like I just heard what sounded like more of a mosquito in my ear. But anyway,
somebody in my hair? No.
Anyway, so we're supposed to be like grounded on the earth with our bare feet and like walk on the grass, and like being grounded, it has to do with frequencies. And I think, anyway, I need to do more research, like everything else that I talk about. But essentially, you know, in an outlet in your house, there's the two holes and then there's the ground hole, which is like the bottom hole. So it's a little triangle of holes. The bottom hole is the grounding hole. These sheets or mats plug into the ground hole in your outlet. And apparently brings the frequency or brings the energy level down to as if you were standing or laying on the ground. So there are grounding mats that you can stand on. So like if you're doing dishes all day long, you can stand barefoot on this mat. And it's supposed to bring relief, joint pain relief, inflammation down, all these kind of, it has all of these insane benefits that I was like, excuse me, never heard of this. Also, now what they're doing is they're creating like a mat that you could put across your bed. So when you sleep at a frequency as if you were sleeping on the earth, the planet, you're kind of one with the earth through the grounding port of your electrical outlet. So you plug it in. It's just one single fork, one single rod that goes into the grounding port. Like it plugs in like a headphone jack, and you lay on it at night. So I've seen grounding, like a grounding sheet that you put over your mattress. I've seen a grounding pad you put across your mattress that's like 3 feet wide by like however long your mattress is. And I've also seen grounding pillowcases and grounding sheets or like blankets. Some people swear by this and they say they've never had better sleep. And you know, I'm somebody who is fortunate to have a lot of property, a lot of space. I spend a lot of time outside. But I would think, you know, it's interesting to think about people who spend their life in tall buildings, in apartments. They're so far away from the ground. You know, they work in an office building. They live in an apartment. They maybe walk on the street, but there's this much concrete between you and the ground. And there's all kinds of other wires and pipes and things that you're not actually touching the ground, right? It's just a weird kind of like something I've never thought about, but apparently it's well known that this is a thing, and sleeping on a grounding mat apparently changes people's lives. I don't know if this is just some major marketing scam where, because I watched one video and I was like, oh, interesting. Then another one, of course, pops up, another one. I'm like, oh. Then on Facebook, it's every ad is like selling me a different type of grounding something. And if you have any knowledge on this, or you have any suggestions, or if you own one, or you know anything about this, please leave a comment about your thoughts on this, because I tried going on Amazon to look for like a grounding pad or a grounding mat. They definitely exist on there. But the reviews are mixed. It's like 50% of people are like, I didn't feel a freaking thing. Other people are like, I definitely feel a difference. So like, it makes sense to me, but the fact that you can achieve this by plugging it into an electrical outlet to, it's like sucking away the bad energy or something, like through the grounding. I don't know how it works. I'm not educated on this subject, but it's fascinating to me. And I'd like to know more. Another thing that I want to purchase is boxed mattress. So there are lots of different brands of mattresses that you can order online that come in a box, and they're essentially memory foam. So you get the box, you open the box, and the mattress unfolds and like fluffs up. There's the Casper, there's the Endy, there's the Helix, which is I think more in the States. There's an Emma, like there's so many different types. They're all roughly around the same price. I don't know which one to buy. I don't know which one's the best one. I have slept on an Endy. My sister and her husband own an Endy mattress, king size. I've slept on that. Super comfortable. But you know when you sleep somewhere new, like a hotel or like an Airbnb or something, and you have a great sleep, is it because the mattress is that great? Or is it because it's different than what you're used to sleeping on? You know what I mean? I'm like on the fence. But the Endy was like, whoa, really great. Anyway, they're also having a sale where if you buy an Endy mattress, they include four things: two pillows, a mattress cover, a full sheet set, and a duvet, which is like a $500 or $400 value on top of this. So I'm like, I think I might just get an Endy, because I have slept on one. It was wonderful and beautiful. And then it comes with all these things, because I'm re-outfitting my old studio room to be a guest bedroom with a beautiful queen bed. I've got a little mood board happening right now on my phone of like my inspiration for the room. I'm going to be using the same wallpaper that I use in the bathroom because it's so retro and so beautiful and perfect and like easy to install and checks off all the boxes. And then I've got this headboard I'm ordering from Article, which is so retro. It's a bit back ordered, so I don't know if I'm going to order the kind of the rusty orange color or like the olivey green one. Both super retro, like equally as retro. But and then I'm gonna need a new mattress, so I'm gonna order like a nice queen, probably an Endy. And I just can't wait to like redecorate that room because it's been the same for a long time. And I've spent so much time in there that like a little refresh would be great. Not that I would be staying in there, but maybe doing some like filming in there even, or shooting some photos. But I want a really comfy, cozy guest bedroom in my place. I've got one already, but I need another one. Just because people are always showing up. And I want to be like, stay. The problem is I'm going to be telling people to stay over way more now that I'm going to have like this extra cool, funky retro bedroom. Stay, just stay the night. They're like, no, we could just walk. No, you got to stay. Just forcing them. Anyway, well, that concludes this video, I think. This episode. This was from Shein. And I think Temu, Shein, Zaf, all these companies, Romwe, they're all like working together. It's just really crazy. Anyway, thank you all so much for watching episode 126. I hope you loved it. Leave comments down below. Let me know your thoughts on the things we discussed. And subscribe. Also subscribe to my other main channel where I do lots of try-ons. That I haven't posted there for a little while. I have posted recently, but like not as much as I intend to. But now that, like I said, this whole construction zone has settled down and it's been going smooth and I'm pretty much set up. So I'll be posting more. Like this video if you enjoyed it. And like I said, subscribe. Also, check out my links down below if you want to see more of me. And thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Bye!